Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishma, Sara Malka, Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today, learning in the shul this week is graciously sponsored by our dear friends, Dr. and Dr. Effie and Talia Gluck. Lili Nishmas, Golda Bracha, Bas Shlomo Shabtai, Effie's mom. And we are in the third parak of Masechta Eruvin. We are up to Mishnayos, Hey and Vav. And the Mishnah says, listen, Masna Adam Alei Ruvo Ve'Omer, a person can make a condition for his Eruv Tchumin if he wants to avoid the tax collector who can come from the east, the west, north, or the south. He can put an Eruv Tchumin in each direction. He can say, look, if they're going to come from the east, my Eruv is going to be in the west, and that way I'll be able to avoid, right? And minamarav Eruv Lemizrach. If they're going to come from the west, so then my Eruv will be to the east, right? And bo mikan and mikan, if the tax collectors are coming from both sides, so whichever direction I think is better, that one will go. Lobo, lo mikan, lo mikan, areini kibnei iri, and if they don't come at all, neither area should take effect. I'll be this way, whatever it goes. So the author of the Mishnah says that we can apply the rule of Brera, right? And our Mishnah is assuming that Brera works over here. That is indeed a machlokas hatanoim. Now, when bo chacham in amizrach eruvi lemizrach, if a tamach chacham is coming from the east, my heir is going to be to the east. I want to go hang out with him, right? Min amarav eruvi lemarav. If he comes from the west, he's got my heir is going to be a west. Balukan ulukan. What if one tamach chacham is coming to the east, the other one's coming from the west? So I'll go whichever direction I want to, and my heir will be in that situation. Or lo lukan below lukan harayini kibbenei iri. A person can make such a condition over here as well. Now. In this situation, this Tana still insists that it would be able to be done. Brera works. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Haya Echad Mehen Rabo, Holech Eitzel Rabo. Rabbi Yehuda says if one of them is his primary Rebbe and the other one is not, we assume you're going to go hang out with your primary Rebbe. And so therefore, that's the Erev that's going to take place and Bichal on Erev Shabbos. But if both are his teachers, he can go wherever he wants. And even if one of them is his primary teacher, is his Rav Shalimdo, Rov Chachmaso, is his Rabbo Muvak, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that he can still go to the other one because both of them take on his status. And of course, the halacha doesn't follow Rabbi Yehuda over here, right? Because sometimes people prefer to hang out with their chevra more than with their Rebbe. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Yom Tov Asamach LeShabbos, Bein Milfanam, Bein Me'acharea. When Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, whether it's beforehand on Friday or after it on Sunday, right? So, Ma'arav Adam Shnei Eruvin Ve'Omer, a person can make two different Eruvin and say, Eruvei Arishon LeMizrach, Vasheni LeMayrav. My Eruv on the first day is going to go to the east, and my second one will go to the west. Or Arishon LeMayrav, Vasheni LeMizrach. Or Eruvei Arishon, or vice versa. Or Eruvei Arishon Vasheni Kibnei Iri, or I have an Erev Tchumen for one day, and one day I want to be like everybody else. In other words, Rabbi Yezer holds that although Shabbos and Yom Tov are directly connected, right, as far as Tchumen, you can establish two different days. V'Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim disagree. They say, Ma'arev Luruch Achas, oh, Eino Ma'arev Kol Ikar. You either go in one direction or you don't go at all. According to the Chachamim, since they're similar in regard to the Tchum, they have one elongated day. Or you make an Erev Tchumen for 2 days, and or not. So what should he do if he wants a single Erev for both days? He should take the food for the Erev and put it to the place and wait there until it gets dark, whereby it establishes his Erev for that day after Bein Hashmashos. After Bein Hashmashos, he takes it, goes home where he keeps it safe. On the second day, he should take the food back to the same place, wait till it gets dark, and then reestablish the residence over there. And then after Bein Hashmashos, he eats it. By taking it home after the first Bein Hashmashos and then bringing it back, he prevents the food from being lost. He benefits because the food will still be available for him to make a new Erev on the second day. Right, umishtaker beiruvo, and he also benefits because he'll be able to eat food on the second day. Nachal barishon eiruvo l'rishon veino eiruv l'sheni. But if the food was eaten on the first one, his eiruv is good for the first one, but not for the second. So Amalei Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer says, "Aha, I got you." You agreed that the eiruv eaten on the first day is not good for the second day. Must be that you clearly say that. Yom Tov and Shabbos are two separate kedushos. And if you agree, you can establish different residences for different days. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we will continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic day.